Jimmy chased the cat. When Aunt Fanny spoke to the five, they all looked up from their books, except Timmy, who looked up from the bone he was gnawing.
What are you going to do today?
We ought to go for a walk, I suppose. But the wind is so bitter today. I always think January's a pretty dreary month unless there's snow. But we can go skating.
But there's no snow and no ice. Only this horrible freezing wind. I'd just as soon stay in and read my Christmas books.
Oh, no. We must go out. What about Timmy? He's got to have his usual walk.
Timmy's ears pricked up at once when he heard that word. Walk? Ha! Just what he was wanting. He got up and ran to George, whining.
All right, Tim. We'll leave Anne here with her books, and we'll go for a nice long walk.
Would you like to go to the cinema in Beckton? There's a good film on today about circus life. I'll pay for you all, if you'd like to go this afternoon.
Mother, I do believe you're trying to get rid of us.
Well, in a way I am. Your father has two friends coming in to see him this afternoon, and I really think it would be easier if you were out of the house.
Oh, I see. Two more of his scientist friends, I suppose. Well, I'd just as soon be out in that case. It's awful not even to be able to sneeze in case I get into trouble for making a noise.
Don't exaggerate so, George. Well, Julian, would you like to go to the cinema?
Oh, yes. And it's jolly decent of you to pay for us. I tell you what, we'll walk to Beckton so that we'll give our legs a stretch and get the train back.
Yes, that's a good idea. I feel as if I want a good run. Just listen to Tim thumping his tail on the ground. He thoroughly agrees.
So that afternoon, the five set off to walk to Beckton. The wind was in their faces, and it was very cold indeed. But they were soon warm with walking, and even Anne began to enjoy striding out against the wind. Timmy loved it, of course. He was full of high spirits, and pranced and capered and bounded along joyfully. He wagged his long tail, 19 to the dozen, chased dead leaves as if they were rats, and made everyone laugh at him.
Dear old Tim, it must be lovely to be a dog and have four legs to leap about on instead of just two.
Halfway to Beckton, they came to a big, rather lonely-looking house called Tarley's Mount. The gates opened onto a short drive that ran to the front steps of the house. On top of one of the stone gateposts sat a big black cat. It looked disdainfully down at Timmy. At first, Timmy didn't see it, and then he suddenly caught sight of it and stopped. A cat! And a big one, too! But alas, quite out of reach. Timmy pranced in front of the gatepost and barked loudly. The cat yawned widely and then began to wash one of her paws, as if to say, "A dog, nasty, smelly creature, not worth taking notice of."